We've got a lot to get to today and over the next couple of days, all the way through the weekend. But right now, we're going to get into overnight ratings for Game 6 of the NBA Finals last night. Another clunker for the NBA. Another disappointing number. They're not going to spin it to you that way, of course. But like we've been saying all season, the NBA and the media are out of excuses. Speaking of excuses, I've got to share this with you. The Athletic posted an article this morning talking about an NBA Finals rating anomaly. A rating anomaly. Like we predicted, another excuse by the NBA and the media. And I'm not blaming the Athletic for this. I like the Athletic. I don't consider them to be a woke dirt sheet like I do ESPN. They were just reporting what the NBA had to say about the ratings for Game 5 Saturday night. As you guys know, Game 5 ratings were disastrous. I thought it was strange that the NBA scheduled a game during the finals on a Saturday to begin with. Typically, games for the finals are scheduled on Sundays, Thursdays, maybe one or two nights during the week, not Friday and Saturday. Now, the NBA blamed the low ratings for Game 5 on the game being played on Saturday, which is fine. That probably had a little bit to do with it. But then they blamed the damn COVID for having to schedule the game on a Saturday night. The game took place during the lowest PUT point of the year. PUT, in case you don't know, is people using television. My thing is, you already knew that. You already knew that. You already knew Saturday night is a bad time for television. So whose fault was it that the game was scheduled for Saturday? You scheduled the damn game. How the hell did the pandemic affect something that was going to happen in July? The schedule for the NBA Finals is made months in advance. ABC, they didn't have some major event Sunday night that would have made you move the game to Saturday. The game could have easily been played on Sunday. You can't blame the COVID. The NBA could have easily moved this game. If the ratings Saturday night had been through the roof, you wouldn't have heard this excuse from the NBA. The 2021 NBA Finals was an abject failure. However, I do believe there's a bright side. There is a light at the end of the tunnel for the NBA. We're going to get to that in just a second. Let's go ahead and unpack the preliminary rating for Game 6 last night. Prelim numbers for last night, 8.8 million viewers. An expected uptick from Game 5. Will probably end up being the most watched game of the series, which is also to be expected. Elimination games are always going to increase ratings. Just like with the rest of the finals, the NBA and the media are going to trumpet this number as a major success. I imagine the final rating will be somewhere in the 11, 12 million range. They're going to tell you that it's a 35 to 40% increase over last year. What they're not going to tell you, if this number does end around 11 to 12 million, what they're not going to tell you is that it will be a 35 to 40% decline over 2019. And you got to remember, 2019 ratings, they didn't include out-of-home viewership, the metric the NBA uses to falsely prop up their numbers. They've been doing it since last year. The 2019 finals with out-of-home viewership probably would have had over 20 million viewers for Game 6. You know, back in the good old days, when the NBA actually mattered, when people actually watched, when the NBA Finals were a major event, before the league decided to double down on wokeness. This year's NBA Finals, hell, the entire season and the playoffs, it proved something. It proved that the NBA's popularity is in a steep decline. There's no doubt about it. The removal of politics has yet to have the desired impact. The NBA as a whole, the NBA was not political this season. Like I said the other day, Adam Silver lived up to his word. You got to give him credit for that. He took the politics, or he tried to take them all, out of the NBA. There was no Black Lives Matter on the court. There were no SJW messages. I don't even think the NBA did PSAs this year promoting social justice. ESPN did, of course. They were still doing that garbage. But the NBA itself wasn't. Even with the removal of politics, ratings were still in the tank. Why? Why did the casual viewer not come back? You guys should already know the answer. LeBron James. The biggest threat to the NBA today is LeBron James. Even though Adam Silver removed politics from the league, the face of the NBA did not follow suit. Now, LeBron wasn't as political as he was last summer, but he was still woke enough. When he threatened that cop's life on Twitter back in April, that was it for the NBA. It was over for the playoffs. Up until that point, the wokeness had pretty much been eradicated from the league. It was back to strictly basketball. But LeBron James just could not help himself. That one tweet ruined any hope for the NBA playoffs. The NBA has a LeBron James problem. This might be the first time in the history of professional sports where it would benefit the league for the face of the league to retire. Because the casual NBA fan, they're not coming back. If they ever come back. But they're definitely not coming back as long as LeBron James is still playing. If you want evidence of this, look at ratings for the playoffs. The Lakers were eliminated in the first round. Ratings for the second round, conference finals, NBA finals, damn near record lows. The NBA desperately needs LeBron James to retire, but it doesn't look to be happening anytime soon, at least over the next couple of years. But there is a silver lining for the NBA, and that's Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks. I'll be the first to admit, I was wrong on just about everything with Giannis and the Bucks. Jrue Holiday, one of my favorite players in the league. But I didn't think he would be enough to get Milwaukee over the proverbial hump. When Giannis signed his extension with the Bucks, I said it was a mistake. That he would never be able to recruit elite talent to Milwaukee to win a title. Now, the recruiting elite talent part, that still might be true. But right now it doesn't matter. Because they found a way to win a championship. I said Mike Budenholzer would be fired. Obviously, that's not about to happen. So, I was wrong about the Bucks. I was wrong about Giannis. I'm not afraid to admit it. But let me tell you why this could be a silver lining for the NBA, the silver lining that they desperately need. Giannis can now become the face of the NBA. He can replace LeBron, become the superstar that the NBA markets around. Giannis is likable. He's charismatic. He's someone the casual fan can get behind because Giannis won a championship the right way. He didn't take the Kevin Durant route, go join a 73-win team. He didn't take the LeBron route, go join D-Wade and Chris Bosh. Giannis didn't form a super team. He won the title with role players. I mean, let's be real here. I like Jrue Holiday. He's a role player. Same with Chris Middleton. They're two elite role players, but they're role players nonetheless. Giannis didn't turn his back on Milwaukee. He stayed with the team that drafted him. He went through years of adversity. He gave the organization time. They found pieces that complemented him, played to his strengths, and they won the title the right way. You could say Giannis won the title the Jordan way. The Bulls were a dump when Michael Jordan got to Chicago. Same with Giannis in Milwaukee. Both went through years of struggle, years of disappointment in the playoffs, years of the media, and in Giannis's case, guys like me saying they couldn't win a title where they were. This is a good thing for the NBA. They now have two superstars they can build around. Giannis in the Eastern Conference, Steph Curry in the Western Conference. If they were smart, they would start to disassociate themselves from LeBron James. Going to be kind of hard to do that with him playing in Los Angeles and the Lakers, but what other choice does the NBA have? How much more proof do you need? LeBron James is detrimental to the success of the NBA, at least in terms of television ratings and popularity. I hope Giannis impacts guys like Zion Williamson, Ja Morant. I hope this shows them that you can win a title in a small market. Now, this is just my opinion, but I think one of the reasons that casual NBA fans find NBA players unrelatable, they view them as taking the easy way out. People do not respect it because that's not how real life is. That's not how our day-to-day lives are. People relate to struggle. They can relate to having to work hard to achieve something. just like what Giannis just did. People cannot relate to easy success, which is how LeBron James got his first title. Same with Kevin Durant. They did things the opposite of how Giannis and Steph Curry had to do it. If the NBA marketing department had any semblance of common sense, they would get behind both Giannis and Steph Curry going forward. It is the only short-term solution to fix the ratings problem. And look, it might not work. Might not work. With LeBron James still playing, you're still going to have casual fans refuse to watch the NBA. But at this point, what other solution do you have? This is a ready-made marketing campaign. You couldn't ask for any better at this point. You have two relatable stars in each conference. If you guys have a better idea, let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Also, give me your thoughts on the ratings for Game 6 of the NBA Finals and the overall ratings for the Finals this year. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.